This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A military base in Virginia will house Afghans who helped the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Gracia provides details.
With the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan approaching the final stages, about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government over the past 20 years will be evacuated and temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday the Afghans will begin arriving at Fort Lee next week. The group includes 700 Afghans who worked for the U.S. and roughly 1,800 family members. Another 4,000 applicants and family awaiting security clearance will be sent to non-U.S. locations while their visas are processed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration and Western allies are formally blaming China for a massive Microsoft Exchange email server software hacking. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
On top of that, the nation say cyber spies associated with the Beijing government have carried out ransomware and other attacks. The Justice Department's also charging four Chinese nationals, whom federal prosecutor Randy Grossman says worked with China's state security ministry to target corporate, university, and government computer systems.
An economic espionage campaign led by the government of China.
While the Biden administration sees the accusations as a forceful public shaming of Beijing, it's not imposing sanctions like it did against Moscow, at least not yet.
The investigation is not finished.
And the White House is not ruling out consequences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.